Bloomberg, Migration Lawyers, Merge Advocacy. By Neil Munro on December 7, 2021. Mike Bloomberg's pro-migration advocacy group is merging with the advocacy spin-off of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. The merger spotlights the close alliance between the stock market investors who fund advocacy for mass migration and the hourly rate professionals who facilitate the population transfer, responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Individual immigration lawyers may well rationalize their defense of individual immigrants as being unrelated to the broader push by the wealthy to pry open the borders. But each individual snowflake in an avalanche isn't intending any harm either. So, even pro bono immigration lawyers trying to obstruct the deportation of an illegal immigrant are, objectively speaking, serving the interests of Michael Bloomberg. This is a class issue, and the advocates for mass immigration are, objectively speaking, agents of the upper class, he added. The merger was announced December 6 by Jeremy Robbins, the long-standing director of Bloomberg's pro-business New American Economy lobbying group. I'm Jeremy Robbins, and I'm so pleased to announce that at the end of this year, the American Immigration Council, AIC, and New American Economy will merge. Together, we'll create something unique and critical for the immigration movement, an organization that will empower newcomers to America, from the moment they arrive to the moment they become American citizens, promoting full belonging for immigrants, and making America as a whole a more successful, more resilient, and more dynamic country. America's history is laid clear. Investing in newcomers is an investment in America as a whole. There are many obstacles to realizing our vision of a more welcoming country. But together with your support, we're better prepared than we've ever been to make progress on behalf of immigrants, on behalf of America as a whole. Notably, Robbins did not try to argue that immigration is good for individual Americans, but instead claims that immigration is good for America as a whole. That phrase hides the reality that mass migration is good for investors, government, employers, and migrants, but bad for the many sidelined Americans who are pushed into unemployment and homelessness by the flood of imported migrants. The American Immigration Council is an advocacy group created in 1987 by the Immigration Lawyers Association. Bloomberg founded the NA group in 2013 to help push the Gang of Eight amnesty through Congress. His partners included Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch and a battalion of Democratic and GOP politicians. The group was checkmated by GOP voters in 2014 and put on the defensive by the 2016 election of Donald Trump to the White House. The group also rallied for Bloomberg when he ran for the Democratic nomination to the presidency in 2020. Breitbart News has extensively covered Bloomberg's effort to import more consumers, renters, and workers. This country needs more immigrants, and we should be out looking for immigrants, regardless of Americans' needs, Bloomberg told the San Diego Union-Tribune on January 5. For those who need an oboe player for a symphony, we want the best one. We need a striker for a soccer team, we want to get the best one. We want a farm worker, we want to get the best one. A computer programmer, we want to get the best one. So we should be out looking for more immigrants. Bloomberg's group also worked closely with FWD.us, an advocacy group funded by Mark Zuckerberg's money, which also funds many supposedly grassroots advocacy groups. Other wealthy investors, such as George Soros, Lauren Powell Jobs, and Microsoft President Brad Smith, also spend much of their wealth on advocacy for more migration. The NAAIC merger takes away the pretense of separate interests between investors and migration lawyers, Krikorian said, adding, "This is something that the broader public, and specifically lawmakers and media, need to understand, that broadly the political left and the corporate right are allied on immigration. This is not really a right-slash-left issue. This is an up-slash-down issue, and those pushing for high immigration and loose enforcement are servants of Wall Street capital. The federal government's support for migration is an economic policy. It moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. The extraction migration pulls young people from poor countries and settles them in the major coastal states. That population shift moves wealth from heartland red states to the coastal blue states, and within large states, it also helps move wealth and status from GOP rural districts to Democrat cities. Immigration radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise-promoting civic culture, allows elites to ignore major political dilemmas, and also to forget about despairing Americans at the bottom of society.